Okay, Georgia Chobet, five-time world motocross champion. We're talking about the motocross donations and also how his health is going. Georgia's motocross donation, obviously for everybody, that's a really exciting period. What is your opinion of how it's all going to turn out? I mean, hurlings has been so fast in the sand.
I think it's going to be a really nice motocross nations because it's not like a domination again from US, I think, because Belgium is very strong. We have individual riders like Erlings. I think he will give 100% of his talent to in the sand. I think he wants to show to the world that he's the best riders in the world today in the sand. And I think Keholi also will ride really strong. He's in a good form, good condition. And of course, we know that Glomer he likes very much. So I think it's going to be a really nice race. The Dekker is also in good shape. So all these guys, you know, will show something. Van Overbeek is in good shape. I hope that his knee will not hurt him too much. So I think we have a strong Belgian team. Don't forget that also Germany will be strong with Nagel and Ken. If Schiffer can make one good heat, you know, they can be on the podium, maybe, you know, never know. So Holland, because Boldenhoff is also very good in MX2. So I think it's quite open, honestly. It's going to be a really nice motocross nation.
When you see the performance of Hurlings in Lierop, you know, 5 seconds a lap quicker than Kay Rowley. I mean, we may well see one of the best performances of a rider at the donations with Hurlings. Do you have an opinion on that?
You know, I think, like we said, you know, it's going to be... Also, don't forget, there is the stress, there is the, you know, all the pressure and everything. Of course, there is also the... what can happen in a race, you know, crash or whatever. But I think totally, you know, the battle was really, really exciting. I think we're gonna live one of the best nations that the last few years, you know.
Yep. Tell me your experiences with the nations. I mean, you won from memory. You won in 80, I think. Did you win the last one for Belgium?
I won 1980, the motocross the nation and trophy the nation. And I won like the whole overall in the trophy edition, the 250. And I did many times, you know, of course, the nations against US. But at that time, Belgium was missing one rider. But Malherbe and I were always fighting with the US guy. I and just a little remarkable thing. I'm the only one who won in the nations in US on their land. I won in 1987 in Adila. I'm the only one who won there in US, one moto.
Yep. So that was quite an event. I was actually at that race. It was my first ever donations, and I remember your performance. Beating Americans, I mean, you obviously came through that whole period of the early stage, you know, when they won in Lommel. Obviously, you weren't in the team in Lommel. Why were you not in the team in Lommel in 81?
Excuse me, I didn't understand.
Why were you not in the team in 1981?
I don't hear you anymore.
Sorry, the 1981 Motocross the Nations in Lommel.
I was out. My knee, I couldn't race because I broke my knee. You know, the last race, the two races before the end of the world championship, and I lost the championship that year.
Yep.
So I had an operation. I couldn't race the nation.
Yep. Just quickly, how is your health? How are you doing?
A little bit better. I nearly passed away, but I'm getting stronger. I'm getting better. It's very slow, but I have for another 3 weeks, I think, in hospital. But slowly getting better, and hopefully, you know, I have to go out and be in good shape again.
Is your you mentioned you nearly passed away.
That's the thing now, the plan. And then I have to be at home at least 3-4 months before going out. But I have to be very careful because it was really dangerous that time.
Yep. What exactly happened there? What exactly happened?
It's a reaction of the transportation. It's the, you know, my body against the blood I received. I had a fight and I was completely burnt, my skin and my stomach. So it was really, really, really tough. I had the most horrible time of my life, and I had to fight when I never fought like that before in my life. You know, lucky that, like you said, I had some tough race and tough things in my life to face that thing now, because really that was the toughest, you know, time.
Yep.
Really bad.
Okay, Georges. Well, you take care of yourself, and I hope to have a talk with you again soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.